Welcome to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. All the best in folk roots Americana, singer-songwriters and blues, and artist interviews. On Folk Roots Radio, as we love to say every week, we're all about the music and the people that make it. Now coming up, we chat to Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, who make music as playful traveling folk duo The Rough and Tumble, who are definitely no strangers to Folk Roots Radio. They've just released an excellent new album only this far, and they also have big news to share. They now have somewhere to call home, which means that they are no longer spending all their time on the road in a 15-foot trailer they share with their two dogs. We had a lot to talk about, and as always, it's a great conversation. And we're also wrapping up the rest of the episode with more of the latest new releases. And we're starting off this way. This is Jamie Stone with Moira Smiley and the a cappella Circle Song, the second of five collaborative tracks Jamie Stone is releasing this year. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Enjoy.
soft as any bed, soft like mine. His gravestone is as hard as his beautiful head, a limestone valentine. She carries a purse made of leather, feathers and twine. She'll open it up if you ask her, make it rain down dimes. If you get too close, call me Joshua, call me little boy blue. I'm just a whistle on the prairie, I'm the thistle you grew. Jericho, Jericho, castle in the corn.
Look at those kids running, look at that sky, feel the breeze, starlings fly, touch the ground, feel the air, imagine that we're still here. Down, hold on, turn it around, divide and conquer, we're better than this. I'm looking for you, I'm looking for yes. see now, I still believe in the city windows, all the people inside, all little miracles, they struggle and try. They struggle and try. It's a beautiful world, despite all we've heard. Look at those kids running, look at that sky. Feel the breeze, starlings fly.
My name is Coco Love Alcorn. I'm Coco, 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 yeah. I'm Coco, Coco, Coco. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
Welcome back to Folk Roots Radio. Just listened to Joe Crookston with Looking for Yes. A reminder to take time to settle into the beauty of the moment, rather than allowing your mind to take off on its own all the time. It's part of Joe's ambitious new project, Nine Becomes One. The release of 9 EPs of 5 songs that use music, lyrics, and imagery to explore the power of unity and the journey towards wholeness. And Looking for Yes features on his first release of the new project, Chapters 9 and 8. Before that, Wisconsin's Katie Dahl, Longing for a Deeper Connection on Jericho, which features backing vocals from Eliza Gilkison. That's from Katie's very well-received latest release and her 7th album, 7 Stones. And in the background, it's Canadian singer-songwriter and fingerstyle guitarist Don Ross, with his instrumental guitar piece Seabright, which was written while sheltering in place in coastal Nova Scotia during COVID lockdown. You can find Seabright on Don Ross's latest album, Water, which features a blend of solo guitar music and vocal tracks, and includes contributions from special guests Bruce Coburn, Brooke Miller, Michael Manring, Sean Holt, the Atlantic String Machine, and the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Coming up, the Rough and Tumbles' Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler join us to chat about their latest release, Only This Far. But before we get to the interview, from the new album, this is the Rough and Tumble with Ain't That the Way. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Work, this isn't it. 3, pick a door, any door, it don't matter what door you try for, they're all locked or jammed anyway. No magic word, no ringing bell, just the same old stoop and step. Oh hell, guess I'll take my traveling salesman ass back to Santa Fe. I showed up, not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. I find this work, this isn't it, and I'm starting all over again, all over again. To each your own, won't pick no nicks or bones about it, but I lost and found it. Just lose it again and again and again and again. She said, just by stirring the pot. Hot damn, I'm stirring the pot again. Ain't that the way?
I showed up, not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright.
Fresh from causing a stir at the 2023 Folk Alliance International Conference, that's Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler as playful folk duo The Rough and Tumble, who are definitely no strangers to Folk Roots Radio, with their single Ain't That the Way, one of the tracks from their excellent new 12-song collection, Only This Far. To learn more about this great new project, we're pleased to welcome Mallory and Scott back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to chat to you again today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us, Jan.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We're actually doing a video call. I know we're on the radio, so you'll have to bear with me here. But these two people who I have known for, I don't know, it could be 10 years now, usually are traveling the country with a 15-foot trailer behind them. And
that's
we've
right.
actually interviewed them in their trailer at one point. But now I am looking at them. And they're in a home. Now, I have interviewed them when they've been in a home before, but I gather, and this is the big news, that this teeny tiny traveling folk band now has a real home. Is that right, guys?
That is correct.
As real as real can be. Oh, yeah. We moved in here in to Haverhill, New Hampshire on October 31st, on Halloween. People are saying that we're putting in roots, but we're still trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah. You're still doing a good bit of traveling, you know, but it's nice to have a home, you know, nice to have a place that where we can store our stuff.
Well, there is a great video that you did for Ain't That the Way that we're going to put up on the playlist for this episode and with the interview as well. If people want to check it out, because it really shows, I think the people in Haverhill, New Hampshire have really welcomed you into their hearts, haven't they?
We have been so lucky. Like, of all the places that we could have landed, we did have a couple of friends here ahead of time. But when we landed in this tiny community, it's very rural, we decided that the best way to meet our community would be to put a message out on the listserv. Listservs are kind of the way that everyone communicates instead of using social media, or we nail something to the town hall door. And so we put something out on the listserv and just said, hey, on January 14th, we'd like to meet at the town hall and we'd like to play a rousing game of rock, paper, scissors with you and film it for a music video. Please come meet us. And 80 people showed up for that. we have both said at various points, I think that was one of the best days of our career. Mm-hmm. It was just so, like, everybody was so excited. There was intergenerational play, which you don't always get to see. And everyone just genuinely had a good time. And we got to meet our community in this very odd, but very fun way.
You know, that's one of the things that comes out of this, because the reason I want to post this video is that, you know, one, it's a great video. Two, there are so many people involved. And knowing that it's actually taking place in your new hometown of Haverhill, New Hampshire, is wonderful. I mean, I love the way that everybody gets into it. What can I tell you? I mean, you know, anyone listening to this interview knows I'm a big fan of your music. I've had the privilege of seeing you play live. One of the things I love is that you're both multi-instrumentalists. I mean, maybe Mallory, you might think of yourself as being more of a multi-instrumentalist than Scott.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
everything but the kitchen sink, for sure. Yeah.
I think I remember you playing a tambourine and playing guitar at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that's more my speed. Yeah.
So we can still call you a multi-instrumentalist. But, you know, the songs, and I want to bring this up because I noticed that somebody changed your bio on the website, and also when it was sent out. The bio came out talking about you being a unique blend of dumpster folk and thrift store Americana. And I had to say, no, these people are so much more than that. When they put on a house concert, and they are wonderful in a house concert, they are so much more. I mean, it's like having a big band playing in your living room or wherever that show is taking place. You know, the bio is fun. I prefer to still stay with Playful Folk Duo because that gives you a lot of breadth. But there is so much going on in your music. And that is my opportunity to steer into the song we just played, Ain't That the Way, which is, you know, upbeat. It's about doing your best, trying to do what you can to make a difference. And then the next song we're going to play is a very powerful song.
God of War, I think, is one of those songs that we've really felt the pressure of needing to say something about gun violence in the United States. You know, this song just kind of happened.
And it's very much autobiographical to my upbringing. I grew up in gun culture, mostly with hunting rifles. Like, I come from a family of hunters, which isn't what we're really addressing in this song. It's often not what anyone is addressing in the major issue of gun violence. But for whatever reason, my family transitioned from being hunters into being people who stockpile AK-47s. I don't see the connection there. I don't see the through line, but it's there. And it's there prominently in the United States. And for whatever reason, this song came out as a way to show that whatever that connection is between guns and God, that statement that seems to be made that has no real correlation with itself.
My dad is a believer. He serves no God but one. Pays tithes to the Sunday plates and to the preacher's son, who supplies the congregation with their automatic guns. Serves for one, but it's the God of War. I was born the anniversary of the prophet who was slain. Wore it as a badge of honor till I learned to speak his name. Then I nodded to the dark clouds. God of War. Don't shake, don't breathe, don't move your little finger. Don't let them find you out until the smoke no longer lingers. I found the pin outside, the grenade is still within you. It's gonna blow. Tell kid I'm fighting for. Don't shake, don't breathe, don't move your little finger. Don't let them find you out until the smoke no longer lingers. Found the pin outside, the grenade is still within you. It's gonna blow.
This is Emily Millard. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
That's the Rough and Tumble with God of War from their wonderful new album, Only This Far. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. I said at the beginning of this interview, they are no strangers to this radio show. I remember hearing about them for the first time when they were the teeny tiny traveling folk band. I still like to use those words because I love alliteration. They are fabulous musicians. They are a great live show. And if you're thinking that you want to bring somebody in for a house concert or something like that, I'd strongly recommend it. They probably do children's parties as well. I'm not sure. They'll probably tell me in a minute, but they love to play with kazoos and a whole bunch of other things. So definitely, please, if you're thinking about live music, they're coming close to you, go see them. If you want to put on a show, write to them, and they may well take you up on an offer to come and play when they're next coming through town, because they are not just wonderful musicians, they're also wonderful people. And it's great to have them on the show. And I think I've gushed enough, so let's get back to the interview. 10 tracks on this new album. I'd love to get back to the music and play another song. You know, one of the things I do love is that you have these wonderful upbeat songs. I mentioned that at the start when we were talking about Ain't That the Way, another song that is also supportive but actually tones it down quite a bit is Carry You, and emotionally powerful. I found it a very helpful song when I just listened to it, because, you know, coming out of COVID and everything else, and you know, lots of things have changed, sadly, you know, people have changed. A song like this can be really helpful, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it before we give it a spin.
You know, this is the song that we got the title for the record from, you know, Only This Far. And it was kind of a song that when it was written, it kind of transformed the record. And we realized that we needed to re-envision this record. But yeah, it's kind of a pivotal sort of song